super name, easy man. Super name, super name, easy man. Super name, super name, easy man.
Yeah, the Soup Boys are back. Jimbo, how are you?
Oh, it's good to be back, Frank. Soupin' Ain't Easy, the number one soup podcast on the internet. I'm in a very, very jolly mood, Frank. Thank you for asking. How are you today, Mr. Frank?
That's my father. I'm good, Jimbo. How are you?
It is a new month. We are in the March, in like a lion. Is that when you're supposed to say something about March? In like a lion, out like a lamb. Is that what's happening? That's what the biblical.
Oh, yeah. My grandmother would get mad at me for not knowing that line. I mean, I'm excited for March because we're not supposed to say when we record. In case, remember,
that's true, but we'll definitely be uploading this in March
of 2023. But
that's a dig at yourself.
I know. Thank you, Jimbo, for explaining the joke.
Yes, why are you excited for March, Frank?
March Madness, the basketball, okay. Which you know I love. And also there's other things like Easter. No, that was last year in March.
Easter's in April.
April.
You have St. Patrick's Day. How about that?
Oh, Jimbo's favorite.
Yes.
Savannah, Georgia. Let's
you know
go.
It. Savannah, Georgia, Boston, any market city that has a parade of some sort. I'm all about it. I'll get the kilt out, even though it's Scottish and not Irish. Whatever, it'll be good.
I'm Scottish.
Are kilts also Irish? I think they might be. Depends what pattern that you get. But Frank, yes, we are here. Soupin' Ain't Easy again, the number one soup podcast on the internet. Follow the boys at Soupin' Ain't Easy on Instagram, on the Twitter at Soupin' Ain't Easy. If you want to email myself, email Frank Soupin' Ain't Easy at gmail.com. We have a packed show for you today. We're going to go through some soup news. It's very, what's the term, Frank, soup news for this week? Dicey? Provocative? Illegal? Stay tuned. I'm like the 6 o'clock news. After soup news, we're going to go to the soup saloon, see who's playing on the keys today. In the soup saloon. That's going to be fun. And then, of course, soups that the boys tried. Spoiler alert, we got some hot takes, literally, with some soup, because some soup's going to be in hot water, especially from the Jimbo side of things. And then we'll end with Frank's favorite segment. Words are hard right there. The Wheel of Segments. Frank, how about that? That's a packed day.
I mean, what a show. Hold on to your hats, boys and girls.
I'm ready to kick it off. Kick it off, Frank, with soup news.
I'm veteran newsman Scott Soupington, and it's time for this week in soup news.
Ah, thank you, veteran Soup Soupington.
Why do you call him Soup Soupington every time?
That's what I hear. That's what I hear, Frank.
He doesn't like it.
He doesn't even know his name. He's so old.
Scott Soupington. You were talking to the runner-up for the CBS Weekend News. In 1993, he told me, he's like, well, Frank, I was passed up for Katie Couric in the Weekend News in 1993. I'm like, Scott...
I know.
At least you're on Soupin' Ain't Easy, buddy. At least you're on the Soupin' Ain't Easy.
He's got a case of ageism. I feel like he could have fought that because in 93, he was probably 72 years old.
Is he at like 100
now? Well, no, you do the math.
Well, if he was 73 in 1993, he would be almost at 100, I think.
See? That's possible.
Okay. So
hit him with the headline, Frank.
Well, I wouldn't call it productive. can you cook raw chicken in soup from our friends at Tasting Table?
I'm laughing because I was thinking of the soup news article that I guess hit the cutting room floor. But so, anyway, yes, here, raw chicken.
No.
Raw chicken is provocative.
This is what Jimbo and Scott Soupington wanted for their soup news. Soup cans filled with ecstasy seized by U.S. Customs officers in Philadelphia.
Thank you.
So
we should put up a poll for our super fans out there. Which article would you like to hear more about? Ecstasy in soup? Or can you cook raw chicken in soup?
You know,
I think you're going to have a landslide of Fleetwood Mac as a poll result there.
In a landslide. So according to our friends at ABC 27, 11 kilograms of canned vegetable soup were seized in Philadelphia after my city, after an interesting colored broth turned out to be anything but a hearty meal. While inspecting international delivery parcels on Wednesday, U.S. Customs and Border Patrol officers found a shipment of 12-liter-sized cans shipped from the Netherlands that were labeled as Dutch canned vegetable chicken soup. Upon inspection, the cans appeared to be leaking a purple liquid. And the analysis revealed that the liquid was MDMA, high chloride, also commonly known as Jimbo.
Ecstasy.
Correct.
Yeah. Who knew that purple would be the color? I would think it's like, what kind of soup is it? Chicken noodle? Does it say?
Well, if you were listening,
because if it was like a potato, you know, those purple potatoes, mm-hmm. Those are fantastic. I'm surprised no one's made a purple potato soup.
I mean, borscht kind of is purpley. Yeah, so it was Dutch canned vegetable chicken soup. There's actually pictures of it on the article, and it looks like Unox brand. I've never heard of that.
Yeah, sounds very European if it came from the Netherlands.
So yeah, it's a very here's the thing, what am I going to add to a conversation about ecstasy?
I'm just wondering how you can get away with it. Okay. And where, like, let's say,
obviously they didn't.
It didn't seem like a lot of soup. So where was this going? Was it meant for the high school prom? Like along with your buffet line of a dried chicken and vegetable on the side, you can enjoy this ecstasy, which is, I've heard, very popular at proms. That's the soup that you have along with it. And to get around, you know, Miss Frizzle, as she's chaperoning everything, that's one way to get around it.
Magic school bus. So the shipment of soup was destined for Miami. Of course.
We were just there.
We were
not saying anything, just saying. Was your soup purple in Miami?
You know what? Now that I think of it, I can't remember the color.
Yep. I can't. Yep. I mean, Frank went to bed at like 10 p.m. So I might have stumbled across some purple soup at 5 a.m. in Miami, but no comment.
Miami loves you. Jimbo was just going around all the restaurants, introducing himself, saying, "Hey, mm-hmm. how are you guys?
Yep.
Nice to meet you. I'm Jimbo. I'm like, I was there for business."
I should have brought some headshots just of me. We have a couple dual shots, Frank and myself. That was fun to take at JCPenney. And I should have just brought mine and, you know, asked all the establishments in South Beach. Hey, you know, can I put this up on the wall, sign it for you? And I missed that. I love places like that, though. The best was my journey to Hawaii back in the spring. Mm-hmm. There was one, literally, it was a picture of Billy Joel. And next to Billy Joel was Helen Hunt. I mean, the type of clientele that's going, if it's Billy Joel and Helen Hunt, it's just anyone could walk in.
I don't know if I've ever been to a restaurant that Helen Hunt's been to.
You're missing out. I
love, you know what? Get her on the podcast. I want to hear Helen Hunt's top five favorite restaurants to get soup.
I mean, that would be headline news. All our soup news would be an article based on Soup Ain't Easy, if that were to be the case. Make that happen, Alec. Get Helen Hunt on the phone, and we'll find out why we're all mad about her. Ha ha ha. Frank, speaking of establishments, let's enter our favorite establishment, the Soup Saloon.
Stool, because it's the Soup Saloon.
Was that someone clear? Did someone just clear their throat?
Yes, they did, Frank, and it wasn't me. That might be my new text message alert tone.
Was that the piano player? I can't hear too well, but
what's our piano player today? What's written on the board? He's taking requests.
Levi is the guy's name.
Levi. Mm-hmm. Who is that actor? Levi.
Liev Schreiber?
No. Eugene Levi? Levi? Levy.
Eugene Levy? Yeah. Shoot it around the name Levi.
I think it's spelt the same.
I think it Levy's L-E-V-Y.
Oh, well.
It's great. You know what? Great playing today. I mean, really, that piano was tuned up. Jimbo.
They should really just invest in a player piano because it's the same effect, and it's fun to see that thing moving. You know, the scroll board.
But you got to keep our boys employed. I mean,
that's true. Levi, Frank. It's I know it's March. We're talking about spring around the corner, but your boy, you know. We're switching away from beer this week. How about that?
Wow.
I know. And you know, I think this stemmed, I had this in my head because many of my friends, some coworkers even went on a separate trip. It's still very much ski season, Frank. A lot of folks are skiing and snowboarding for God knows why. That's one way to break your neck real quick. At least pop a shoulder and mama collarbone. You know what I'm talking about? But anyway, I'm all about the lodge life, not the ski life. So, Frank, in my hand, I have a hot chocolate filled with Kahlua. Ha ha, Kahlua. It's like the number one thing. This is the Jimbo tip of the day. If you're ever on an early morning flight and you're going for like coffee on the plane, buy a little Kahlua and just pour that in your coffee. You're going to enjoy your day pretty nicely. Frank, how do you feel about that?
I was going to get ready to rip Jimbo for a hot chocolate. It's probably not hot by the time.
No, it is. It's in my Starbucks New York City mug. Not like I collect every city like losers. Sorry, any super fans that do that. But, you know, I have this one and it's let's go for the sip, Frank. I'll let you know if it's warm or cold.
Okay.
Right before, there's like it's been sitting for a while. There's like a gasoline kind of film at the top.
Okay.
From the Kahlua. So it's almost like I just moved my Oldsmobile from 1979 out of the parking spot and it left a nice little art project.
Oh, Jimbo's going in for the sip.
Hmm. Ooh, that's fantastic, Frank.
Are there marshmallows in there? Did you say that?
I'm not a marshmallow fan when it comes to hot chocolate. Or anything. Actually, I do enjoy marshmallows on, what is that? Thanksgiving. What's that Thanksgiving dish with those marshmallows?
Like sweet potatoes or
yams? Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Two different things, but
This is very pleasant. Some it takes the Swiss miss bite away. Sometimes there is one.
Wow.
And gives you a hint of alcohol. Doesn't overpower, but gives you that nice little hit.
I'm shocked that Jimbo is drinking Swiss Miss and not some fancy like $80 world market hot chocolate.
Yep. Like Ghirardelli. No, Swiss Miss is the way to go with just water. I'm a fan of not hot milk. I think we talked about this. That exploding ball.
The hot chocolate bombs.
Hate that you need to use milk. So I won't be doing that. I'm a hot water and hot chocolate mix man.
I'm honestly shocked though that like Jimbo's not a fan of like literally melting a chocolate bar and like having the, like that ridge.
No, not a fan of that. Unless I put Kahlua in it, maybe next time I will. Frank, on a scale of 1 to 100, I'm going to give this Kahlua concoction a pleasant 80.
Wow.
A pleasant 80.
Wow. That's a high score for Jimbo.
Mm. And again, if you ever invite me, if we do Soupin' Ain't Easy at the Lodge, let's see, Camelback, isn't that around the corner from you, Frank? One of those?
I wouldn't say around the corner, but
I will gladly set up our podcast studio in the lodge, and you will never find bindings on my feet because I will watch everyone go up the mountain. Frank, maybe you'll go up the mountain and I'll just laugh as I'm sipping my Kahlua hot cocoa.
Is it my turn?
Yes, Frank. Welcome. Pull up a stool.
Well, Jimbo.
Bud Light presents Real Men of Genius.
Real Men of Genius.
Today. Jimbo, love it. I am a real man of genius because I have a Budweiser, heavy, not a Bud Light, the king of beers, Jimbo.
This is fantastic.
Brewed by our original process from the choicest hops, rice, and best barley malt. I did visit the Anheuser-Busch factory in this. This is not from there. Yes, it was very interesting. Got to see the Clydesdales.
Ginormous, aren't they?
Yeah, they're pretty big horses.
Now, Frank, this is a what, 12-ounce can? It ain't a tall boy, is what I'm trying to get at. So I'm wondering, is this part of a six pack, or did you literally buy a singlet of a Budweiser?
You want to know? So this is from October. We were at a bar. And,
you stole it?
No, they were doing. It was happy hour, and it was buy one get one. And so they were, and it was literally you got one, and they gave you a second one. This was like $1.50 or something like that. And so I don't know if you're technically supposed to leave with it, but if you're not, we didn't do that, and this is being edited out of the podcast. But,
Alert the officials, because that is highly illegal to take alcohol with you on the premises. Anyway,
you can buy six packs from bars.
Not a singlet.
We literally have a craft beer place where you can buy singles and like leave with them.
Going for the sip, Frank. The Budweiser, the king of beers. The ultimate beer belly maker. Who needs Bud Light when you can have the real stuff, right?
Right. You know what, Jimbo? I've not had a Budweiser product since October. And it's good. Like, it
wow.
is. Wow. And here's the thing. A lot of craft breweries try to make their version of Budweiser, but it's kind of like the other day I had this, I don't remember, I think it was Stone. They had this, it was like this salt and lime lager, right? It was supposed to be a, like, basically like a Mexican lager, like a Corona, right? And it tasted kind of like a Corona, but it was like $6.50 for like a six. Like, why am I not just drinking a Corona? So, yeah, I don't know why my voice went high there, but yeah. Anyways, I'm running out of time. I would give this a 77.
Nice. I'm happy you're enjoying that, Frank. I feel like there should be a new series of Frank with Budweiser. That's Anheuser-Busch, right? Or no. Mm-hmm. Is that? You just literally try everything that they produce. Even with the name Bud, you have like 20. There's 20 different Buds out there at the moment, probably.
It's basically what I did once after I turned 21. But
you're very brand loyal.
No, I went through I've had basically every domestic available lager, just run of the mill, not specifically Bud, but if you go down the list of widely available, I even had before Keystone Ice, before it went out of production, I made sure to get my hands on some of those beers that Coors Banquet Ice and stuff like that. Mm. So
now, Frank, where would you out in public? I know you got this in public. What type of establishment was this? Was it a beer garden? Was it a restaurant? Where did you say, I'll have a Bud?
So it was in,
not naming names, because I don't want you to go to jail for stealing the Bud.
I'm not going to jail. It was at the Shore.
Jersey Shore?
No, it was in Maryland. It's in Maryland. So, bougie. What was that?
Bougie.
No. What do you mean it's cheaper than... The Jersey Shore is like the most expensive place. It's cheaper to fly to England and back than stay like a weekend at the Jersey Shore in the summer.
Like, I mean, I guess it depends what beach you're going to.
Yeah, Sea Isle City.
Seaside.
Yeah.
Hang out with Snooks.
But it was, if you've ever been to Maryland, you know that they're not drinking like IPAs at most bars. It is everybody who's drinking Budweiser's and Coors Lights. And Jimbo, there were literally people with like professional beer drinkers, I call them, that had koozies there ready to, like, that's a Jimbo move.
My people. Was it a Rangers koozie?
No, I think a lot of them had like lacrosse is very big in Maryland, but Jimbo, would you like to talk about the soups?
Sure. I'm waiting for my cue, but I'm enjoying the Soup Saloon. Let's continue on with soups that the boys tried this week.
What soups did Frank and Jim try this week? Did they try an oldie soup or something with crema? Or did they try a fancy gym soup? We will find out. We will find out.
And I quote from my cousin, "You ruined one of my favorite Third Eye Blind songs for me."
I mean, the fact that somebody has a favorite anything associated with Third Eye Blind, pick a better band.
It's a good... They had like three hits.
I've seen them live, not by choice, but it was the worst concert I've ever been to.
Really?
It was terrible. And I know you got to be into that type of music. You have to be a fan. I was not about to mosh pit around and get injured for Third Eye Blind, so I was not in the pit. I was in the nice upper level with a seat, but still, Frank, not my type. For
mosh pit's just a bad situation. What are we doing here?
But I will say the opening act was fantastic. A band by the name of Alpha Rev, I remember, they had zero airplay on any of their songs, and I believe they might have broken up, but check them out. Alpha Rev, they had a, their song was called Something Morning, Good Morning. It's a New Morning, Something Morning. That is the Jimbo recommendation of the week. Not Third Eye Blind. Frank, are you looking it up?
Yeah. I
are they still a band? I think they are. They're, I think they were from another country. No, maybe not.
They last released an album in 2018. So I wouldn't say they're still kicking it, but no. Since it's almost 4 years ago, that other country that they're from is Austin, Texas.
That sounds about right. No, but I remember they had during our show prep, this is behind the scenes action. Frank likes to play some Dave Matthews Band for whatever reason. He's a big DMB fan. Alpha Rev is all about that electric violin. So they kind of were going the electric violin route, which is all about Dave Matthews Band as well.
I believe Jimbo was looking for New Morning.
What I said. I got there.
Yeah. So it was a lot of, they got a lot of play in like TV shows. But like they were in a season of the revival of Melrose Place and Celebrity Rehab with Dr. Drew and Guitar Hero. So
nice. See, we got to bring in some musical act in all of our podcasts lately. I was laughing because I was listening back to last episode about my Ryan Starr versus Ryan Starr. I thought that was pretty funny. Love a good Ryan Starr battle. Anyway, Frank, would you like to go first or would you like me to go first this week?
You know what? I feel like I usually take up most of the time, so I will go first and keep mine condensed. So Jimbo, I went back. I know we don't like to try the same soups, review the same soups, but I went back to the well and I would like to review my favorite China Wall egg drop soup.
Ooh.
So Jimbo, you know that my drink of the summer of 2020 was cold egg drop soup. This time I warmed it up, but part of the reason why I'm reviewing this again is instead of it being cold, it was warm. But the problem with Chinese takeout soups is the outside of the soup is molten lava when you heat it up in the microwave. The middle is freezing cold and you cannot find a middle ground. So that's why the plastic was literally buckling and melting in my hand, pulling it out of the microwave. In the middle core of the soup was freezing cold.
Was there any stirring that occurred during this microwave process?
Well, after I took it out of the microwave, but while it was melting on the counter. But
did it taste like plastic? Go on, I don't need to interrupt your taste of your soup.
No, it was fine. I put a little sriracha in it. It had a little zip, little zang, but it was good. They've been a solid performer of the egg drop soup on the podcast. Jimbo, my review, 6.7 out of 10.
Oh, okay, respectable. Nothing out of this world, but mark it down, Frank.
Can you get much higher with an egg drop soup?
You know, the fact now, if you didn't add sriracha, would that have affected the score?
I think it would have made it lower.
Yeah.
Because the
additions are ways to get above.
And it has nothing to do with their process of it either. It's just egg drop soup's kind of egg flavored. I don't think... It's good, but where else are you going, Jimbo?
Frank, you're making me a little queasy, and that's a good segue into this next soup. Guys, I normally know what I'm getting myself into, and I give fantastic reviews because I know the soups that I'm consuming are going to be fantastic. Now, Frank, I took a risk on a new soup. And before everyone goes crazy on Yelp and yells at this place, please don't. Maybe this was a one-time problem. And I think I can pinpoint where they went wrong as we get to it. Frank, the establishment is called Panini Kebab Grill. Do your research. There's a couple locations. Here in California, I'm not sure if they're in any other states, but Panini Kebab Grill, Frank, and on their website, they are touting that all soups are made in-house from scratch daily. They also have two different types of soup. They have the green lentil soup, which I wish I tried, and they had the chicken vegetable soup, which I thought was a safe bet. They advertise this as just like mom's chicken soup, Frank. Mary's free-range chicken with no antibiotics. There's potatoes, there's onions, there's carrots, there's tomatoes. Did I say tomatoes? There's potatoes and tomatoes. There's chopped garlic, there's celery, and there's fresh mint and parsley. All fantastic things, wouldn't you say, Frank?
Yes, I would.
Yes. Now, Frank, I was super excited. When I got this soup, again, I got it to go. Maybe that was a problem. It wasn't. If I was eating and dining inside, this would have been alerted to the waiter, and I would have asked for a new cup, because I feel like they tried to just get away with the to-go order, knowing that the guy's not going to do anything. Frank immediately noticed what looked to be similar in size and shape and texture of a soft shell crab, for those that can follow with the imagery. It was basically bones. They were like, okay, it's real chicken. We get it. But in my cup of soup, 40% of the soup should not be bones, Frank. Bones in a soup. And I'm not talking about one little chicken bone. This looked like a knuckle of a bone that was spawning off with other bones. It was creating its own ecosystem of bone. Frank, I was super hungry. I ate around this situation. I'll give them, yes, the onions, the carrots, the tomatoes, the potatoes. Fantastic. Number one word in description of your title of soup is called chicken. Vegetable soup. Frank, it was not good. I'm going to give the Panini Kebab Grill, sad to say, Frank, 2.1. 2.1.
That was a great. That was a that great dismount, great rant. I'm proud
you
of
you. Like how I use the word knuckle?
Yeah, I mean, at least you know it's chicken.
Yep. There was a moment, and there was a moment where some bone was in a bite. Let's just say that. I could be dead. I could be like that episode of Rocko's Modern Life, choking on the chicken, asking if there's a doctor. And all the doctors look at each other because no one wants to help. That could be me.
Rocko's Modern Life.
That's for our super fan, Jackie, who's, I'm sure, a big fan of Rocko. Rocko's Modern Life.
2.1, you gave that?
2.1.
I was reading the description as you were saying it. It doesn't, this place looks interesting. Why were you there? Did you get a kebab or did you just get the soup?
This was a to-go, big to-go order. I said, I'll just have the soup. I think I added something else too. I don't remember. I think it comes with pita, so you can make a little meal out of it. But I was like, I'll just have the soup I've had, which is fantastic. They have a salmon panini with capers. It's fantastic. But yeah, avoid, in my opinion, guys, avoid mama's soup. And they shout it as mama's soup, Frank.
Not my mama's soup.
No, definitely not.
Greatest soup ever.
is it that time, Frank? We're at the final segment.
I believe so. We're just writing down the soup.
I feel like we've just begun, Frank. Anyway, before we go to our final segment again, don't forget to subscribe and follow the Soup Boys. Soupin' Ain't Easy on Instagram, on Twitter, email the boys, soupin'ainteasy@gmail.com. Buy a mug, tchip.com/soupin'ainteasy. We got merchandise. Frank, when's the new spring line going to go up there?
Oh, soon.
Okay, thank you.
Soon.
Yeah. When in doubt, just buy a mug. The mug is what you need.
You know, yeah, you know how many bets I've probably committed to just if we sell like 5 mugs, Jackie, our super fan Jackie, tends to remind me of
make it sound like Jackie's our only super fan.
Well, no,
she's a top fan. She's almost top. Like, does Facebook still do that stupid thing where you're like a top fan of something?
Oh no,
I think they got rid of that. That was terrible.
I remember
Jackie would be that.
I'm the Jackie's a very loyal. Jackie has her own podcast. You don't know Jackie. It's the You Don't Know Jackie View, where they're right now reviewing a show called Single Drunk Female. It's Ooh. One of their shows they're watching with our pal Corey, Jimbo's best yep. friend in the world.
Work shoot, unsubscribe.
I think it's all about elite wrestling now. I think that's the name.
Whatever.
And Jackie Rachel, our favorite, who's never listened to this podcast. So Jimbo, would you like to spin the wheel a second?
I would love to, Frank. Let me grab a little rung and it's time to spin the wheel.
When Jimbo and Frank run out of ideas, they go to one thing, and that is called Wheel of Segments. Jimbo liked that. Hadn't pulled that one out in a minute.
Fantastic.
So Jimbo, while that song was going, the wheel spun and landed on TV shows with the Soup Boys.
Nice. Good one. Good one, Wheel. TV shows with the Soup Boys. Now, Frank, that's so on point in terms of timing on the calendar. The winter nonsense of nothingness is gone. We are entering back into your favorite primetime television. So let's talk about what the Soup Boys are watching. Frank, is it Bachelor season still? Let's not talk about Bachelor because I know that's what you want to talk about. But is it?
I believe so. If you can believe it. I have not watched this season of The Bachelor.
Wow, hot well, take.
Jimbo canceled Bachelor with the Boys.
I did.
So I have not, I've not been.
You're welcome, everybody. You're welcome.
That was like, that's no, like our no. our most like praised segment.
No. So that would be a good example, but embarrassing in some capacity. Let's each talk about one show that's currently on TV that our viewers know for a fact at that moment, 10 p.m. on Thursday, 9 p.m. on Tuesday, one of the Soup Boys is locked and loaded watching it. Okay. So they can like kind of play, let's go watch along, play along. Frank, would you like me to go first?
Sure.
I'll let you bring us home. Frank, the one show that I've been watching since day one and somehow fell crazy addicted to it. Maybe it's because I was so against This Is Us, but still secretly wanted to be part and like This Is Us because Mandy Moore is just babe.
More than Bristol Palin.
Oh, my girl Bristol. I got a type. I love the show A Million Little Things. Frank, I don't know what season they're in, but it feels like it's been 3 seasons, 3 years. I don't know, at the most, something like that. that's where you can find Jimbo locked and loaded watching the drama, the amount of things that I can't believe happen, the profanity that comes out of my mouth because I'm shocked. These are the things that occur Thursdays, I believe, at 10 o'clock, but that'll probably change every time. So it's amazing, Frank. I'm not sure if you follow it or have seen any of the episodes, but I encourage anybody to not dive in. Start from the beginning. Get your Hulu, get your ABC app, because it is on ABC, and explore. And explore, Frank.
So I watched it. I haven't watched this season. A couple things. It is a This Is Us ripoff, maybe we would say. Definitely, that may be harsh. It followed in the path that This Is Us blazed. It's one of my problems is they're in Boston and nobody has an accent, and they live in Boston. It's like they picked Boston, and I love how they're conveniently like, well, they're not, none of them are from Boston. Well, the kids are from Boston that like live there. They've lived there their whole life. None of them have an accent. So that's interesting. Also my boy, James Rode, is in there, from Psych.
Oh yes. Wait, is that the main dude from Psych?
Yeah.
See, that's one of those things. I never watched Psych. Yeah. Gary, I never watched Psych. And I was like, who's this guy? He's pretty good. When I found out his name was James, he's like, doesn't look like a James at all.
What does he look like?
He looks like a Gary. I enjoy the TV shows where the main character, his name in the show is his real name in real life. For example, going back to Helen Hunt, Paul Reiser, his name in Mad About You is Paul. I thoroughly enjoy TV shows that do that. Another one, Jerry Seinfeld. Jerry.
I just find that lazy, though. Like, I just find that so lazy that you can't change the... It's like Kevin James playing a guy named Kevin, like in every sitcom. It's like they can't, they're not creative enough to Kevin. He's just too, he's just being paid a fat check. So he's like, just call me Kevin. So I don't need to remember what name you're calling me on the show. My one last complaint about A Million Little Things is it's kind of like the writers just get bored. So they're like, what emotional trauma can we put all of these people through, all of these characters through? Eddie, right? Eddie's the one married to the one divorced from the girl from Hawaii Five-O. She was like, oh, we gotta put him through an accident. And, oh, it's like, can we just let them live a peaceful lives? Do we need to ruin it and put some like for like terrible thing happening to them at all times?
Hot take, Frank. Hot take. I do appreciate that Eddie was on the road rules and became a serious actor. Congratulations for that little swerve.
You know how many people like in Hollywood were on like Road Rules or like the first 10 seasons of The Real World? Like,
I mean, The Miz, Mike Mizanin, best WWE superstar of all time. Take that, Corey.
There's the Kit from Entertainment Tonight, I believe. Kit something. She was on Road Rules. You have the two.
The only Kit I know is from A League of Their Own.
There's no crying in baseball.
Yeah, her name was Kit. She was a catcher.
I never watched. I was in Rockville.
What? It's like for free on Netflix. For free.
But like Rachel Campos Duffy was in The Real World San Francisco. She's in Fox News. So Anyways, my turn. So, is it my turn? Were you done? Did you have anything else?
I'm done, Frank. Let me hear about your show.
So, my father and I, Papa Frank, watched a show called Reacher. A good show. And it is based on the Jack Reacher novels. Well, particularly the Killing Floor, which was the, I believe, the first Reacher novel. Very good series. And so here's the thing. Jimbo thinks that not to tip his hand of what he's going to say, but
Tip
Jimbo
me.
thinks that Jack Reacher should only be played by Tom Cruise.
Correct.
The actor in Reacher is very good. Like
Not Tom Cruise, though.
he it, his name's Alan Richson. And so, did you like that stall job I did? Because I needed to look up his last name. I knew it was Alan, but and so it's a really like it's the first episode's good. Then like the first there's a couple episodes that kind of they're not like bad like writing wise. They just kind of had to like stall a little. And but it's a really good binge watch. And I don't know, it's a good show, like on winter, like we watched it in mostly February, and well,
Where can
actually
people watch this, Frank?
Amazon Prime.
Okay, you didn't say.
Did you say where you could watch millions
Yeah,
of things? Oh, okay.
I did. I said even Thursday, 8 o'clock
Yeah,
or
this is
10
on
o'clock.
at all times, not Thursday, 8 o'clock. Am I taking you from Million Little Things? Not to tip when we're recording, but
It's actually, I believe they change the date all the time. I believe it might be Wednesdays. So I can watch it on Hulu
you
right after we
told the
record
people
this.
the wrong
I don't
time.
know. If you don't have Hulu right now, then you shouldn't be on the internet at all. Just watch it when it's on demand. Like a normal person, Frank.
Wow. So that was Jimbo's telling you the wrong time. Well, that was it. Watch Reacher. Also The Boys on Amazon Prime, very good.
I'll give Reacher a shot, even though no Tom Cruise. You know what I might do? I might watch Reacher with a TikTok filter, and I'll watch it through my phone and make the Tom Cruise put Tom Cruise head on every character. How about that?
Jimbo would be a big fan, I think, of a couple characters on the show.
Okay.
It's just Roscoe, the one of the and Oscar. If you've seen the show, big fans of those characters.
I will let
So
you know. That'll be my homework, Frank.
okay.
Frank, any last parting words as we finalize this episode?
No, I finished my Bud Heavy, as the kids say. I picked a can this time because the last podcast I did not finish. It was like double the size, and I was like chugging at like 12 o'clock at night. I was trying to finish so I didn't waste that IPA. So now that's it for me.
Well, great. I'm happy you enjoyed your BH, and I finished my wonderful, wonderful hot cocoa. So next week we'll record again, and maybe it'll be a little bit of a theme of St. Patrick's Day. How do you feel about that, Frank?
I'm ready.
We'll make some green everything. Until then, Soup Boys are out.
Super name, easy man. Super name, easy man. Super name, easy man.